This episode is supported by EarnIn. Life doesn't happen bi-weekly, so why should payday? The money you earn now can be in your hands today with EarnIn. EarnIn is an app that gives you access to your pay as you work, up to $100 per day or up to $750 per pay period. Super, super easy to use. You just download the EarnIn app and verify your paycheck. Then you can access up to $100 a day as you work and leave an optional tip. So the app is free. You can leave a tip if you want. Any money you access plus tips are automatically repaid from your next paycheck. So here's the thing. Sometimes getting close to your next paycheck, next pay period, and you realize, oh gosh, like paycheck doesn't come until next Friday, but we have this event that we need to attend this weekend and we need money for it. Or we have to buy a gift for someone. Or, oh my gosh, like my kid tore through their shoes and now we have to buy new shoes this weekend and the money's not in the bank yet. So EarnIn can help you access the money you've already earned at work by giving you this little bit of money in advance. So make EarnIn part of your financial routine and join EarnIn's over 3.5 million customers who say things like, when I think about EarnIn, I think about financial stability and security, and it gives me a lot of peace of mind. So for our listeners, all you need to do is download EarnIn today. It's spelled E-A-R-N-I-N, and you can download it in Google Play or the Apple App Store. When you download the EarnIn app, type in Shameless Mom under podcast when you sign up. So there'll be a little place where you can, where it says, what podcast did you hear about them on? Type in Shameless Mom under podcast. This helps show support for our show and our advertisers. EarnIn is a financial technology company, not a bank, and subject to your available earnings, daily max, pay period max, and location. See earnin.com/TOS for details. Bank products are issued by Evolve Bank and Trust, member FDIC. This is the Shameless Mom Academy, episode 79. Welcome to the Shameless Mom Academy. I'm your host, Sarah Dean, and I'm here to give you and other passionate, dedicated moms the tools you need to bridge the gap between motherhood and living the life of your dreams. I'm also here to help you be a little more shameless every day. Because if you aren't building a life you're extraordinarily proud of, what kind of legacy are you building? So let's dive in. Hey, hey, shameless moms. Okay, long holiday weekend. How did we do? So full disclosure, I'm recording this before the long holiday weekend. So I can't yet report on my long holiday weekend, but I was in Arizona. I'm going to predict that it was sunny. Although I'm looking at the weather forecast before leaving, I think Phoenix gets like 2 days of rain a year and there's 2 days of rain scheduled while we're in Phoenix. So that's funny. Just bringing a little bit of Seattle with us to Arizona. The joke is on us. So I'll report next week and let you know how all of that went. I'm very excited, though, to be heading out to see family. And I hope that you all had a fabulous Thanksgiving weekend. I hope that you had equal time for rest and play and not so much time for work and drama. So that's what the dream is for everyone, right? It's not so much how holidays always work out, but that's always the dream. All right. So today I want to talk about something that has been popping up over and over in my life. So I figure like if it's popping up over and over in my life, I need to talk about it. It needs to be shared and it will impact others. So this started, gosh, a couple weeks ago, I was being interviewed. By the way, I have done so many interviews lately. So I've been interviewed for a few shows and then I have been interviewing people for the Shameless Mom Academy. Like, oh my gosh, there are so many fantastic episodes coming up. So I've interviewed like 5 people this week and like 4 people last week, I think. It's crazy. So many good episodes coming up though. Oh, I'm so excited. So listen into these interviews as you see them popping up on Wednesdays because, oh man, lots of good things coming your way. So one of the interviews that I was interviewed for a podcast called Frame of Mind, and it's about Resilience Radio. Sorry. And it's through Frame of Mind is the company. So my friend, Kim Addis, who actually did an episode with us, she did an interview with us. So she interviewed me for her show for Resilience Radio. And we were talking about the stories we tell ourselves and we were talking. So when this interview comes out, I'll make sure I share it with you guys. She interviewed me about infertility. So I got to get real down and dirty about our infertility experience and where I'm at right now. And the interesting thing that she mentioned was we got into this topic of the stories we tell ourselves. And so she was saying, you know, part of the reason I'm having a hard time recovering from this, which I am, like I am still, for those of you who need an update, I'm still thinking about this infertility thing and whether or not we're going to have a second baby every single day. And I had said when we did IVF, I was like, you know what? We'll do IVF and that'll be like the line in the sand. If it doesn't work, we're done. And that'll be this really clear barrier that will like help me make the decision. It will help me move one way or the other, because I've been going back and forth with my husband for so long about like, should we or shouldn't we try to have the second child? So when IVF failed, I was like, this is the sign that I needed. This is what I was looking for. Yet I haven't been able to make peace with it in my head. So sometimes it's better than others. I go for days being okay with it. And then all of a sudden I'll be like, no, absolutely not. Like, we have to have another baby. We need to adopt. We need to look at foster care. We need to look at whatever. And then I'll talk to my husband about it and he'll be like on a different page than me. And then like a week later I check back in and we've both flipped. And like, it's just this really evolving process of, I guess, healing and figuring it out. And so in talking with Kim, she was talking about, you know, I was saying, you know, I've always envisioned myself having two kids, and my husband and I both came from families of two kids. And she's like, well, this is the story you're telling yourself. Like, you're telling yourself that your life will be less than if you only have one child, because you just created that in your head. Like, you have your mind wrapped around the story that you created, because there's other people that have one child and they only plan on having one child. And they're like, yes, my life is totally complete. So she's like, you're essentially telling yourself the story that like your life isn't complete, when you could be telling yourself a totally different story that like your life is totally complete. You're extremely happy. This is exactly what you needed. There's all these reasons that this is for the best, and which I totally agree with. And I've actually tried thinking a lot of those things through, and I keep reminding myself of a lot of those things. So I really 100% agree with her about this idea of the stories that we tell ourselves. So this has come up in a couple different capacities and different conversations that I've had with people recently about the stories we tell ourselves. And then it came through in the book I'm reading, You Are a Badass, which I feel like I've mentioned this book a million times because I've been reading it for like, I don't know, a year now. It's a really good book, but I only read like three pages at a time. And every three pages has some like profound message. So I know I've mentioned it multiple times. But one of the chapters I just read recently was about the stories you tell yourself. And I don't think it was talking as specifically about the stories we tell ourselves from the past as much as the way we can create new stories and tell ourselves stories about the future, which is so cool, because in talking with all these people about stories of the past and stories of where you come from, it's really interesting to rearrange that a little and start telling yourself a new story moving forward. And so, you know, it's easy, for example, my parents were divorced and Vince's parents were divorced as well. So we both come from divorced families. And so for us, like part of our stories is like coming from divorce and, you know, there's conflict and division in my family because of this thing. And like, that's my story. And so it's interesting that like we often just sit with that and we're like, yes, this is who I am. It's where I came from. It is what it is. And we could tell ourselves a different story. We could, you know, really spin that in a different way. We could change the conversation around our story. And so that would be the same thing for so many different contexts. You know, it could be around how many kids you're going to have. It could be around the state of your marriage right now. It could be around your career. It could be around a million different things. It could be, you know, if your identity, if you were someone who worked until you had children and you really were passionate about your career and it really like impacted your identity and you really felt like it kind of defined who you were, and then suddenly you're staying at home, there can be this huge sense of loss. Like, oh my gosh, I'm not that person anymore. Like, I used to be really important in this career path and I was like making a difference in these people's lives and I was doing this, that, and the other thing. And now I'm just at home. And we tell ourselves these stories, right? There's a lot of moms that tell themselves these stories about like, I used to be this person and now I'm this person that's less because I'm not formally working. I'm not formally contributing to society. I'm just staying home with kids. These are not my beliefs, by the way. I'm just using these as examples because I don't believe that at all. But these are the things that we tell ourselves. You know, I told myself that I could be a stay-at-home mom and I tried it out and wow, not stay-at-home mom material. Let me tell you that. This episode is supported by AquaTrue. Having clean, safe water is the last thing you want to worry about. But unfortunately, according to extensive research by the Environmental Working Group, 3 out of 4 homes in America have harmful contaminants in their tap water. So that's why you got to check out AquaTrue. AquaTrue purifiers have a 4-stage reverse osmosis purification process, and their countertop purifiers, which is what we have, take no installation or plumbing, and they remove 15 times more contaminants than ordinary pitcher filters, and they're specifically designed to combat
chemicals like PFAS, which can lead to potentially adverse health effects like cancer, endocrine system disruption, and liver toxicity, which is part of what makes AquaTrue so special, unique, and important in terms of how they are able to filter water. They also have water purifiers to fit every type of home. So like the installation-free countertop purifier that we have at our house to higher capacity under sink options. They even have Wi-Fi connected purifiers and mineral boost options. So I'm so excited about our new AquaTrue. And here's the thing. I swear it's like a gentle reminder to actually drink more water every time you walk into your kitchen. So we are drinking more water now and also more clean water. So more water that is more clean. It feels like a double win. I'm feeling pretty impressed with us. I feel like sink water, tap water becomes invisible at a certain point. And when I see the purifier on my counter, it's like many time a day reminder to like, keep drinking, keep drinking. So I want you to check out AquaTrue for yourself and for your family. AquaTrue comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee, and that makes it a great gift as well. Today, my list listeners can receive 20% off any AquaTrue purifier when you go to aquatrue.com. That's AquaTrue.com and enter the code Shameless at checkout. That's 20% off any AquaTrue purifier when you go to aquatrue.com and use the code Shameless, S-H-A-M-E-L-E-S-S. AquaTrue.com, code Shameless. This episode is supported by Nutrafol. Did you know that hair thinning will happen to approximately 1 in 2 women? If you're among them, you are not alone. Thinning hair is normal, but it's not openly talked about, so it can feel lonely and frustrating and sometimes even embarrassing when you're going through it yourself. Join the over 1 million people who are doing something about their thinning hair with Nutrafol. Nutrafol is the number one dermatologist-recommended hair growth supplement, with over 1 million people seeing thicker, stronger, faster-growing hair with less shedding. Oh my gosh, I am a heavy shedder, so if you are a heavy shedder, or if you are someone who's wanting to thicken your hair, I definitely want you to try out Nutrafol. I have loved using it myself, and I know multiple other people who've used it and have found great results. While many supplements rely solely on ingredient studies, Nutrafol clinically tests final formulations to ensure their efficacy. In a clinical study, 86% of women reported improved hair growth after taking Nutrafol Women's Hair Growth Supplement for 6 months. To get started, you can take their hair quiz on Nutrafol.com, which will give you a personalized health plan based on your special root causes. Nutrafol is committed to helping you identify root causes of any shedding or hair loss so that you can really start to rebuild healthy hair in a way that is customized to you. So take the first steps to visibly thicker, healthier hair. For a limited time, Nutrafol is offering our listeners $10 off your first month subscription and free shipping when you go to Nutrafol.com and enter the promo code Shameless. Find out why 4,500 healthcare professionals and hairstylists recommend Nutrafol for healthier hair. Go to Nutrafol.com. That's Nutrafol.com, promo code Shameless. Nutrafol.com, code Shameless.
So I like had, and I felt a lot of guilt. Like I really tried to make it work in different ways where I was like, well, maybe I can like have my child in the house with a nanny for a few hours a day and I can like work in the basement and then pop up and be with my child the rest of the day, which was great for a time, but that was not serving me long-term. And the story that I was telling myself was that like, I built a business for the sole purpose of being able to stay home and be a mom and have my business run without me. And that's what I did with my gym. It's like, I built this gym to run without me so that when I had a baby, I could stay home. And then I was staying home and running the gym from home with a nanny. And it felt so constricting after a period of time. Like there was a period of time where it was very functional. And then there was a period of time where I was like, no, like I need more than 4 hours a day. I need like a full day to work. I just need something different. I need to not be in the same environment. So I either need to get out and get office space and go to work, quote unquote, go to work like in an office space, or I need my child out of the house so that I can be more focused, so that I'm not like every time I walk through the living room or the bathroom or whatever, like I'm getting distracted by going over and having like loves and snuggles, which was amazing. And I'm forever grateful for that experience, but it wasn't serving who I needed to be. And it was really keeping my story really muddy for a while because I felt like, well, this is what I, you know, worked so hard to build. And then I felt really discontent with that. So you have to oftentimes go back and retell your story. So now I can look back and I can say like, oh yeah, we had this period of time where we had a nanny and that was great. It served a purpose. I was able to like be at home with my baby and I was able to nurse him which was a horrendous experience, but I was able to nurse him as much as I could, even though my boobs made like no milk. And while we had this nanny, so I was able to run upstairs, nurse him, come back down and work, and like lots of blessings in there, right? I didn't miss a lot in his first 2 years of life because we had a nanny in the house. And so there was just a lot of connection between Vinny and I, and the nanny continues to be a close friend of our family, and we adore her, and she has a little boy now and we adore him. And so there's just connections there that I will always be grateful for, but I've had to retell that story that like, this is something that we did that served a purpose in our lives then, but I am not cut out to be a stay-at-home mom. I'm completely cool with owning that. Like this is, I know who I am now. I know my identity is not wrapped up in being within raising my child 100% of the time. That's awesome. If that's someone else's story and someone else's identity, it's not mine. My story is that I really want to grow a business. I want to be a business owner. I want to be I want to be working with women. I want to be working with moms. I want to be serving others. I want to be serving beyond just my child. Like that, serving my child is fulfilling on one level. It is not like the maximum level of fulfillment for me at all. There's other people that can do that for years and years and years and be happy as pie. And that's awesome. That's so great. So it's not like one is good or one is bad or one is better than the other. It's just that it's different for different people. And you have to be really careful of what is the story you're telling yourself. Along those lines, I also know people who work full time and they have to work full time and they feel so sad and so they feel neglectful of their children and they feel like resentful toward their situation because they feel like they don't get to have a lot of time with their kids. And I think that that's a story we tell ourselves. Like we tell ourselves like, well, you know, I'm like a full-time working mom and I don't ever get to see my kids. And like, I'm not okay with this. And I'm missing out on everything. And we can get really wrapped up in that story that we're not there for everything. And there's actually times that I go through that. Like I have a lot of flexibility with my schedule. So I do see a lot of Vinny's life and I stay at circle time one day a week. And I went in, you know, for his Thanksgiving lunch at school and had lunch with them. And I do as much as I can, but there's definitely things where I miss out on things that happen at school. And like, I'm like, oh, you know, I know they had music class and like, I wish I could have been there for that. Like, I know there's things I'm missing out on. The teacher will send a picture of him playing the drums and I'm like, oh man, like that's so cool. I wish I was there to see that. And I wasn't. So we have to be really conscious of what our story is and how our story served us, because many times our stories stop serving us. We get stuck in our story so much that we can't move beyond it. And that can be really toxic because then we're wrapped up in like the negative identity of the story. And that's not okay because that will really hold you back long term. So if you get wrapped up in that identity of like your job weighing you down and limiting your time with family and being this like thing that just really compromises everything you love in life, that's a really hard thing to recover from. So if the opposite of that could be true, that like you're providing for your family and you're showing your kids a good work ethic and you're showing them what it means to be like strong and focused and motivated, even if you don't always feel motivated to work, like create a different story around that. And it can be a completely different experience. So I was reading through what Jen Sincero said about this in her book, You Are a Badass. And I made some notes for myself. And so I'm going to share with you my notes and you can, it's funny because I wrote this like a week or two ago and I was reading back through and I was like, some of this sounds kind of cheesy, but I'm just going to totally read it through the way I wrote it. And then we can all laugh at me together. So I started with stop telling your old stories, start telling your new stories. So you will make $1 million. You will be 100% happy with one child. You will travel to places you don't even know you want to go yet. You will make new friends who will be your forever friends. You will learn new hobbies and activities with your husband. You will always be stable and secure, even during times of change. Even when Vinny gets older, you will always adore and enjoy him as much as you do today. That's like one of my biggest fears, is that like he's going to get older and we're not going to need each other as much. And then like, what the hell am I going to do with my life? So that was an important one for me. So then my notes under that, I said, and this is part of my morning journaling, by the way, that I've been telling you guys about. Like I read for 10 minutes, journal for 10 minutes. So then I said, keep looking for opportunities to grow and create and serve others. Keep looking for inspiration, but don't look so much that you get distracted or sidetracked. Make time to focus on creating and building and prioritize that time. Make a very conscious effort to shut off distraction and be more diligent and focused with your time. Be more diligent with your time and your focus. Complete tasks. Keep track of your lists and know why your small goals are important and how they lead to big goals. So that was kind of the end of my notes on that, the end of that particular journal entry.
This episode is supported by Active Skin Repair. Active Skin Repair is a skin health company helping people heal with natural, non-toxic, medical-grade ingredients. I just randomly, Vinny was having a toe skin irritation issue, and he ended up having this like skin that was really irritating him, and it was getting kind of like icky, and you know, like when kids start to get like little scabs and scratches and then they want to pick at it, and it was getting worse. And so Active Skin Repair showed up on my doorstep as a result of the sponsorship, and I got to put it to use immediately. And I got the ointment formula, or the like ointment formulation, and then also the spray, and the spray was perfect. So Vinny does not like ointmenty, creamy, lotiony things on his body, but I was able to get out the spray, literally took it out of the packaging the day it arrived, put it on his toe before he went to bed. And the next morning he was like, "Mom, my toe's all better." It was literally like this super amazing cure that helped his toes so quickly. So you can use Active Skin Repair on a wide range of skin issues, including cuts, scrapes, burns, sunburns, rashes, other types of skin damage. It's totally safe, non-toxic, suitable on all types of skin, even parts of the body where you might have rosacea or eczema or have acne-prone skin. This is also safe for the youngest members of your family up to the oldest. So now you have one simple solution for your family's skin health needs. With over 500,000 happy customers and thousands of five-star reviews and super safe and clean ingredients, Active Skin Repair is something that you want to have on hand for your family. So to get your own Active Skin Repair, go to activeskinrepair.com to learn more about Active Skin Repair and get 20% off your order when you use the code SHAMELESS. That's activeskinrepair.com. Use the code SHAMELESS for 20% off your order. activeskinrepair.com, code SHAMELESS. This episode is supported by Air Doctor. You probably don't know that Americans take in about 20,000 breaths per day and spend an average of 90% of their time indoors. The indoor air that we breathe can be up to 100 times more polluted than outdoor air, according to the EPA. Indoor air pollutants can cause upper respiratory symptoms like sneezing, coughing, congestion, scratchy throat, and even more serious health problems like lung and heart disease. So what's the solution? Introducing Air Doctor, the air purifier that filters out 99.99% of dangerous contaminants so your lungs don't have to. This includes allergens, pollen, pet dander, dust mites, mold spores, and even bacteria and viruses. I am so excited that we just got our own Air Doctor for our house, and we will have it all up and running and ready to go in time for all the things that come with spring weather, but also smoke season, which is just around the corner for those of us in the Pacific Northwest. And I know many of you across the country. So here's how you can get your own Air Doctor. First of all, Air Doctor comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So if you don't love it, just send it back for a refund minus the shipping. Head to airdoctorpro.com and use the promo code SHAMELESS and you'll receive up to $300 off of air purifiers. Exclusive to our podcast customers, you will also receive a free 3-year warranty on any unit, which is an additional $84 value. Lock in this special offer by going to airdoctorpro, airdoctorpro.com and use the promo code SHAMELESS. That's airdoctorpro.com, code SHAMELESS. But I thought that this was so important because as we start building new stories, we can build stories that are really powerful and really empowering. And so I can build this new story about like, I'm going to make $1 million. I don't know how I'm going to make $1 million yet. Like there's a lot of things I've done so far that could lead me to making $1 million. But I'm still like playing with this because my first goal is always like connecting and serving people. And that's not always in line with making $1 million. And so, but I've also had these experiences where I know that like, if I could be financially free, then I could create and help more and more people because I'm not tied to something for money. And so that's a really interesting concept as someone who was raised with a very scarcity mindset around money. And I would love to know if anyone else can relate to that because I grew up in a household where money was like very much a scarcity thing. With both of my parents, it was a constant, like, we only have $3.72 to last until Friday would come from my mom. And then from my dad would be like, can I drop off the child support check, like, you know, in 2 days because I'm not getting paid until this date. And so it was this constant, and it like, we were always well taken care of, and my dad paid his child support and my mom paid the bills that she needed to pay. And like, we never went without, but there was always this awareness which was very unconscious for me for most of my life, but there was always this awareness about money and that there was like not quite enough to be as comfortable as we maybe could otherwise be. And definitely not quite enough as much as my friends had. I went to private schools growing up, which was like a huge blessing. My mom taught at my grade school, so I was able to go there for almost free.
free, but I was around a lot of kids with money. And then when I got to high school, that was even more huge, the disparity between what I had and what a lot of my classmates had, because I went to a really wealthy high school on scholarships and work study and financial aid. And then I did the same thing for college and on scholarships and work study and financial aid. So I was kind of always like the kid who barely had enough to scrape by around a lot of kids who had a lot of extra. So I had a lot of stories around money for me. So when I talk about like, I can make $1 million, it's like, I really have to tell myself that over and over again to believe it. Same thing with being 100% happy with having one child. It's like, I come from a place where I always thought I would have more than one child. For most of my life, I thought I would have like 3 kids until I actually was like married and then realized I wanted to do fun things with my husband in addition to parenting. But from, you know, I definitely thought we would have 2 kids for sure. And so many people around me have 2 kids. And so a lot of my thoughts and stories around parenting are from what I've witnessed and what I've been a part of. And that's all been almost all families with 2 or more kids. And so being happy with one child is something I really have to wrap my head around, because it's a different story. It's not a story I've experienced. It's not a story that I see around me in very many circumstances. So for my friends who have only one kid, like, thank you for giving me something to relate to. Like, we are in it together. And a lot of people have one kid and they're like super cool with that. And that was their plan all along. So I love watching those families, because I'm like, they know what they're doing. They have it made. And here I am with my one child feeling like deprived, which, and it's so therapeutic for me to say this out loud, because it makes me realize in saying it out loud, like, I'm not deprived. I have this amazing child who, you know, this morning he was not so amazing, but we don't need to talk about that right now. There was like an hour of screaming. It was much less than amazing, but he's an amazing kid overall. And I'm so grateful and glad that I have him. And I'm super excited about the life that I get to build with him and with my husband in the years to come. So I need to like keep telling myself that that is my story. My story is that I have this lifetime of opportunity, because we're going to be a family of 3. And there's a lot of really cool things about that. I get to travel to places I don't even know I want to go yet. Like, I'm going to the Philippines in March, and I'm going to Hawaii in March. Like, I get to go to 2 tropical vacations in March, which is pretty cool. We're looking at going to Italy next, probably like early next fall, maybe a little bit before that. So we have like all these cool things. And a year ago, I would not have known that either any of those things would be on the radar. Certainly not the Philippines, and probably not Europe. So that's really cool. Making new friends, like, I'm constantly making new friends, especially with the podcast, like just connecting with new people, getting to know new communities of people. That's really, really cool. And the more I'm in this world of serving women, the more longtime friends I'm making who I know will become forever friends, which is so awesome. And I really, really treasure that. So there's all of these little stories that I can start to tell myself rather than being bogged down in old stories. So it's so significant that we can stop telling ourselves the old stories and start telling new stories so that we can actually start living the new stories. Because when we're bogged down by the old stories, we stay stuck there. We stay stuck in this toxic mindset, in this negative self-talk, and we don't force ourselves to grow and change. If you start telling yourself new stories, then they will actually start to happen. This is very much in line with like vision boarding and, you know, visualizing things and doing affirmations and all those kinds of things. But it's a little more concrete than that, because you can see now, when you start telling yourself these stories, you can see how you automatically will start taking steps to make it happen. So if I start telling myself that I'm going to be 100% happy with one child, I'm going to start building a life around that. Like, I'm going to start building a life where like, oh, let's do those things that we couldn't do if we had 2 kids. Let's go to Europe next year, because we couldn't do that if we had a new baby. Let's take advantage of these opportunities. My whole thing with going to the Philippines, like, I couldn't do that if I was newly pregnant, because I'd be barfing everywhere. I'm not a good newly pregnant person. I also couldn't do it if I was further along in pregnancy and wouldn't be able to travel. I also couldn't do it if I had a newborn. So there's like a million circumstances around that where I wouldn't be able to do it, but I get to do it now because of the situation that I'm in. You know, we were able to do some rearranging in our house a couple weekends ago, and I got to triple my workout space, which was so amazing. And you know what? That happened because the room that I'm using is not going to be a baby room. So there's some really cool things around that where it's just like little things in my daily life where I can start shifting. Like, the space that I used to work out in was this tiny little cramped space with literally things falling on top of me and me falling on top of things. Like when I did a headstand and fell into the bookshelf and I thought I broke my foot. So I've rearranged that space. My husband and I spent some time rearranging that space. So I have way more room in there to work out now. And I can be in there and feel like there's room to move and room to flow and room to like enjoy being in my workout space instead of feeling like cramped up against a wall. Like I'm just doing this kind of haphazardly and like squeezing it in. Instead, it feels like a very like intentional space for me to be strong and be powerful and be capable, which is really important to me. So I'm really practicing telling myself these new stories. And I want you to consider, what are the stories you tell yourself that are holding you back? And then how can you reframe them? And how can you start telling new and different stories moving forward? Stories that will help you create and grow and build. Stories that will impact how you lead your life and how your life turns out. Because if you're stuck in a job that you hate, or you're stuck at home resenting that you're at home, or you're stuck in a story about your childhood, about your parents, about abuse, about an old relationship, about your marriage being what it is, or your marriage falling apart, or you're stuck in a story about your relationship with your mom or your dad or a sibling, all those things, those all impact how you take action in your life. They impact how you relate to other people in your life. So you have to start reframing those stories if you want to grow and if you want to build new stories that actually serve you in a much more positive and powerful way. So I hope that was helpful. I would love to hear from you. If you're stuck in an old story and you want to create a new story, please let me know. I would be honored to hear your old story and your new story. And you can email me at info@shamelessmom.com. That is a direct link to my inbox. And I would love to hear your story and hear what you are working toward building. So thank you so much for listening today. If this episode was helpful, make sure you share it out with other people. And as always, you can catch us back here every Monday and Wednesday. So make sure to tune in and go ahead and subscribe. Go over to iTunes. You can get there by going to shamelessmom.com/review. That will take you right to our iTunes page where you can hit the subscribe button and you will get immediate access to all of our new episodes as soon as they are released. You can also leave a review while you're there. So please do that too. I will love you forever. So thanks for listening. Have a fabulous day. And no matter what you do today, create some new stories and do it shamelessly.
Hey there, I'm Debbie Reber, the founder of Tilt Parenting and the author of the book Differently Wired. The mission of Tilt is to change the way neurodivergence, whether that's having a learning disability, having ADHD, being gifted, autistic, or some combination of all of the above, is perceived and experienced so differently wired kids and the parents like us raising them can truly thrive. On the Tilt Parenting podcast, I get to talk with authors, therapists, educators, and parenting experts who are committed to this mission. I ask the questions my listeners are most curious about when it comes to supporting our kids. And in turn, my guests share strategies for challenges, out-of-the-box ideas for navigating school, best practices for therapies, tips for advocating, and so many thoughtful insights on what it really takes to help our kids grow up feeling seen and respected so they can create awesome lives for themselves. I know that raising a differently wired kid can feel overwhelming and isolating, but I promise you, you are not alone, and it can feel so much better. If you're on this parenting journey, come listen to Tilt Parenting. Together, we can shift this paradigm and show up for our exceptional kids with hope, possibility, and joy.